I am with you, heart and soul, said I. It is well, he answered, handing me back my firelock. You see that we trust you, for your word, like ours, is not to be broken. We have now only to wait for my brother and the merchant.
Does your brother know, then, of what you will do? I asked.
The plan is his. He has devised it. We will go to the gate and share the watch with Mohammed Singh.
The rain was still falling steadily, for it was just the beginning of the wet season. Brown, heavy clouds were drifting across the sky, and it was hard to see more than a stone cast. A deep moat lay in front of our door, but the water was in places nearly dried up, and it could easily be crossed. It was strange to me to be standing there with these two wild Punjabis waiting for the man who was coming to his death. Suddenly my eye caught the glint of a shaded lantern at the other side of the moat. It vanished among the mound heaps, and then appeared again, coming slowly in our direction.
"Here they are!" I exclaimed. "You will challenge him, sahib, as usual," whispered Abdullah. "Give him no cause for fear. Send us in with him, and we shall do the rest while you stay here on guard. Have the lantern ready to uncover, that we may be sure that it is indeed the man."
Well, the light had flickered onward, now stopping and now advancing, until I could see two dark figures upon the other side of the moat.